Can you hear me okay, Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, you can, yeah. But yeah, baseball was founded in 2015 in a place called Asheville in North Carolina.
Why is baseball this new time?
Well, you know, I started baseball to sort of have my own company. So just basically, I just happened to be living in Utah at the moment. It was founded in North Carolina. We moved to Utah, which is a nice thing about having your own company. You can bring it with you wherever you go if it's a certain size.
Okay, thanks.
So COVID-19 was actually really good for baseball because everybody started looking to find ways of communicating with their clients and with other people. So in order to do that, a lot of them would use the web, and they needed our help with putting up communications and information online so that other people can read the information about their company or whatever it is they're trying to communicate. So for us, 2020 was a great year. It was our best year yet.
Yeah, that's surprising that considering a lot of businesses were doing so bad during COVID, that's actually not successful here as a company.
Yes, so because of this boost of sort of need of new web pages, websites, communicative channels, baseball sort of grew. But also there was something called a PPP loan, which all U.S. businesses were given. Paycheck Protection Program, I think it's called. And so we also got like a loan from the government that that we never have to pay back. So free money, essentially. Can't hear you, Tim. Sorry.
Because of the pandemic, you got some free money from the government to support you.
Yeah, and so there was actually a few rounds of this PPP loan. There was another round this year in 2021, but baseball didn't qualify because we did so well, basically.
Okay. Very good. Holly, you put a question there. Did you get that?
Yeah, baseball's mission. That's a really good question. That's a really important question for any business. You know, we're here to make money. We're a business and we want to make money. But, you know, we want to make money doing something that we love to do and with people that we love and without being chained to a desk for 10 hours a day. So we kind of build baseball in a way that we only work with people that we love. We only work with clients that we love. And we try and make sure that everybody has a healthy, happy life and that we're not just sitting at a cubicle all day.
Great.
Thanks. And I actually listened
to your podcast as well.
That's great.
Yeah. Sean, do you want to come up?
Was it difficult to really get baseball going?
I mean, so, you know, here's the thing, life is too short to be doing anything you don't want to do, and we all have to take jobs to make money and stuff, but at some point you kind of have to decide what you want to do in life, and sometimes maybe that requires a bit of risk taking. So there is a bit of risk taking with the start of any new business. You need to have some savings or financial backing from, you know, a previous job that you've had, or some savings that, you know, that you've managed to gather over time. Maybe sort of at least 6 months of savings or more if possible, to make sure that you can still you know, pay your bills and stuff like that. So there's some challenges. It's a little risky, like starting any business. I think something like 80% of businesses fail, believe it or not. So the businesses that do survive do so because of doing a certain few things correctly, and so there is risk involved. But you know, life's too short. You have to go for it sometimes.
Okay, thanks, David. That's some nice advice for them. So for number six, then you have another question there, Sam.
Is working from home due to the pandemic easier or harder than physically doing work?
Well, so, you know, kind of in line with the previous questions, we created Base Build to have to create an environment and a life that we wanted to be in. But I also took jobs previously to that allowed me to work remotely. So I've been working personally remotely for probably 15 years. So like that's just kind of a personal preference. I don't want to be stuck at a desk. You know, I'm working at a desk now and I work a certain number of hours every day, obviously, but that's the one thing about having your own business. It gives you money. You know, frankly, having your own business gives you more freedom and more money than you'll get if you're working for somebody else. You know, money's important, but you know, the only thing probably more valuable than money is your independence and your freedom to think and to plan your life and stuff like that. So, I've been working from my home office for much longer than COVID.
Yeah, thanks, David. And I know, as you know yourself, when you're graduating, you tend to go working for other people, working for other companies, and then there can kind of come a point in your life where you might just prefer to work for yourself. But it's, you know,
yeah. 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 So, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. bear with me. One second. Alexa, stop.
I see you guys are taking notes at the end.
Okay. Sorry about that, Tim. Yeah. What was the question? Sorry.
No. Okay. Shannon here has a couple of questions for you, Dave.
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of challenges come with starting a business?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that question. So probably the most important thing that you have to do with a business is you have to figure out what your core product or your core service is. That's going to make you money. A lot of people start a business and start doing a bunch of different things, selling a bunch of different things, doing a bunch of different services. But it's really important to try and figure out what pays you the most money, what makes you the most money early on, and really try and focus on that. you know, you kind of, you know, it's there's other challenges, of course, like, you know, you have to be financially stable to start the business. And Tim, to your point there, I just remember what you were mentioning. You know, you start after you leave school or whatever, you have to get a job somewhere, obviously. But that doesn't mean that you can't at some point start your own business or dream of starting your own business. Because, you know, everybody has to start making money to pay the bills and stuff on some level. You can't live with your mammy for the rest of your life. So you can get a job anywhere, with as long as you plan ahead and have a strategy as to, you know, whatever it is you want to do, whatever your dream is, you go for that dream and take the crappy job or whatever, or take an okay job even, and sort of work at that and save with your goal in mind. And if you have a goal, then the job that you're doing now, whether it's good or bad, you know, will do you until you can figure out what it is you need to get organized to start your own business.
Did you have any help setting up
Base Build? Yeah, so my business partner obviously helped me. I went to him and said, "Hey, I want to start this business. Don't want to work for other people. Are you on board?" And he said, "Yep, let's do it." And then I suppose the two other most important people that you will talk to or should talk to if starting a business, one would be an accountant. That's somebody that can help you understand what taxes you have to pay, how to balance your books, how to manage your money. And then the other person would probably be a solicitor or a business attorney that will help you incorporate your business and make sure that you create a bit. So when you have a business of any size that's accepting money for services, you want to create a business such that the business accepts the money and not you personally. So if something goes wrong and somebody tries to sue you or something like that, not to get too scary, but the business will protect you to a degree. Much more so than if you're just collecting the money yourself. So it's good to get legal advice. It's good to get financial advice, and it doesn't cost too much. There are in the United States, there's tons of different organizations out there that help you with this kind of thing. They can give you free advice because it benefits them if you start a business. And so I don't know, Tim, if Ireland has any of the same thing, but I'd be very surprised if there isn't the same sort of organizations that that advise startups and the such to get going.
Yeah, I think Ireland would be quite good like America in that they've spent a lot of money like on Enterprise Ireland and other organizations to help like seed capital and get companies going.
Yep.
But it's interesting that you've pinpointed basically a good accountant and a good solicitor or lawyer. Yes. They're the two people that you need to get going. Yeah, that's good advice.
So I think is Alice, do you have your question?
Okay. Alice is going to mic in here. Okay.
What is a normal day in beta like?
A normal day in base build. And, you know, this question, I love this question too. It ties back in with some of the earlier questions and kind of, I suppose, you know, the core of why, you know, why we started Base Build. So in the morning time, we all work a certain number of hours. Then we'll try and get away from the desk a little bit to go and do some exercise. Exercise is something that we really find, you know, put a lot of value in at our company. And we try and encourage people to have an exercise, to have a sport, to do something that you enjoy. Such that you can break up your day and not just be sitting in a chair all the time. We're humans, you know. We're humans and we're animals, and we're not meant to be sitting on a chair looking at a screen for long, long periods of time. So it's important to you know, get some work done in the morning. Obviously, exercise, move, go do your shopping, whatever it is you need to do. Then start working again. Obviously, interact with your family. But to sort of our part of base build's kind of mantra is to try and break up your day and be healthy.
Would you ever expand base build globally?
Are you asking for a job?
No, I'm just asking.
Not yet. Come back to me in a few years. So we are based in the United States, and we also have people in the Philippines. So we're already sort of global, I suppose. But you know, it sounds you know, that kind of makes it sound like, you know, bigger or more fancy than it sort of needs to sound. Than it really is. You know, it's not that hard to get up and going with a lot of these things, and to start companies like you guys. Absolutely, 100% could do the same thing as I did. It's you know, there's things to learn and things to sort of to work on, but there's, if I can do it, you guys can do it. Absolutely, 100%. To answer your question, yes, we're already kind of, I suppose, global in the sense that we are distributed and work in different parts. Like I work in Utah. My business partner is actually in Richmond in Virginia. So Utah is on the west side of America. Virginia is on the east side. And then we have people in the Philippines as well. So we're all over the place already. And again, just to sort of to reiterate, it sounds bigger or more fancy, whatever, than it really is. So you can easily start your own company like this, if you're interested and excited about doing it.
Thanks, David. That's great. So I'll go on to Megan. Megan, do you want to maybe ask one of those two questions? Yeah, whichever one you want.
What made you choose to start your company in this industry?
Because, you know, when I left, I went to college, I went to UCD, and I left UCD and started working in Dublin for a company, for an internet service provider. So my degree was in a completely different area, and I just got a job and was working for an internet service provider. And in that process of working for that company, I sort of discovered the web and fell in love with what the web is, and thought it's really cool that I can make a page or make a piece of a website with anything, whatever on it. And somebody in Japan or 1,000 people in Japan can see what I created. So I fell in love with the concept of what the web can be. You know, it's something that I know now a lot about. So, and even when I started the company, I knew quite a bit about it. So knowing if you're going to start a company, it helps to really have a good understanding of the topic of what you're starting. It really helps give you a leg up in terms of the, you know, probability of the company surviving.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. I'm glad you mentioned the fact that your primary degree was in a completely different area. So you spent 4 years in college studying something else, but that didn't stop you from working in something completely different.
Well, not only did it not stop me, but it actually turns out to be a good thing. So I studied, my wife makes fun of me every day because of it, zoology in University College Dublin, just because at that point in my life, I loved animals. And when I went into college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. The idea of studying zoology was great. And so I did that and then left. And, you know, an internet service provider is a completely different area. But they actually hired based on the understanding that they wanted somebody that was going to have a different background or come to things with a different perspective. And working in the web, in my industry, in the web industry, in the software development industry, in the programming, web programming industry, it's actually time and time again proven having a different perspective or coming from a different type of company is actually really beneficial because, for example, you know, programmers tend to be fairly analytical, mathematical in their thinking, and so you know their perspective on the world is kind of different from mine. I was a programmer throughout my life, but I realized at one point the best programmer I would be was nothing in comparison to some of these other hotshot programmers that are really amazing and have a different way of thinking about it. So. So at some point I decided, you know, I realized, look, I need to focus on understanding what I'm good at, what my strengths are, and what I can bring to the world. And so I realized at one point, you know, I'm probably not the best programmer. So I need to look at what aspects of the web industry that I can be good at. So I'm really good with people. I'm a really good communicator. I can translate, a lot of, how our clients think into sort of programmees because I have some technical experience. And a lot of that comes from sort of the fact that my brain works a little differently, possibly because of how I was educated, possibly because of my zoology degree. And it helps me understand how to own a business, for example, or communicate with clients better than a lot of programmers would do. And of course, a lot of people will say, well, programmers are the core of a web company. Well, yes, but there's programming itself and computer programmers are useless if you can't sell anything and you can't talk to the end customer. Because if you can't talk to the customer, then all the computer programming and mathematical skills in the world are useless. Figure out what you're good at. That's the most important thing.
Thanks, Dave. So you're breaking up just a little bit there for the last 30 seconds. Maybe if you turn your camera off, that might improve the connection a little bit.
Yep. Hang on.
Talk.
My camera is... camera's off.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Ethan, do you want to ask your question there?
What's the most famous company you've worked with?
Probably the most famous company I've worked with is, or baseball has worked with, is the U.S. ski team.
Okay. Yeah, they'd be fairly big, all right. That's the Olympic team, is it?
Yes. We worked with the Swedish ski team as well. They both of them have mobile apps on their phone apps, and that we supported, did some technical support on.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, sorry, there's just a little bit of a lag there. I'll ask Abby. Abby, do you want to ask your question as well? It's on the sheet. Number 16, maybe? No.
Couldn't hear that there.
How many employees have you got and what are their roles?
Yeah, so there's 10 of us. Six are full-time, four are like less than full-time. And they range from project managers to programmers to salespeople.
Great. Thanks, David. So we're kind of coming towards the end of our lesson here with just a few minutes. I guess it's very interesting listening to you about BaseBuild and the advice that you're giving them as young business students. Just in general, want to say anything about living over in America? You're from Ireland, you lived here for a good while, and you're in Utah. Just out of curiosity for the students, what do you think living in America is like compared to living in Ireland?
I'd say the biggest difference that I've noticed between the countries is there's there's a lot of opportunity, at least for me anyway, there's a lot of opportunity in the United States. There's lots of jobs everywhere. It's a huge country with a lot of money. So it's very difficult not to find a job or build a career. It's definitely like there's an old saying that it's the land of opportunity. And it absolutely is. Ireland's great. In no way, shape, or form am I, dissing my homeland. And Ireland will always be my homeland, where I'm from. I guess the United States is also my home, in that it has given me a lot. It gives you a lot of opportunities, and if you work hard, you can go far in this country. You know, that's true in Ireland too, obviously, and especially with COVID has shown us that we can work online, which kind of breaks down a lot of borders. And there's plenty of people in Ireland that work for companies based in the United States. They're different countries in certain ways, and both have advantages and disadvantages. Healthcare in the United States is not as good as in Ireland, at least in terms of the costs. You really don't want to get sick in the United States. Sorry, there was something broke up there. No problem.
Grant, apologies, David. That was just an intercom coming in. We can't allow for these things. So the students would like to say thanks, David. I'll just put the camera back on there. I don't know. Hopefully, you can see. So, right.
Thank you. Great to meet you guys. Don't be shy. Study hard and listen. Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah. Grand. Thanks to Amelia and David. I'll be back in touch with you. And I appreciate the time. And it's great to talk to somebody who's successfully started and run their own business. So when we have a summary report done, we'll send you on a copy, okay?
I'll be grading all of your all of your write-ups, including yours, Tim.
Well, I wish you were, okay?
All right. Thanks, David.
All right. All the best.
Cheers.
Take care.